Listener John wrote, "It has been many years now since the Writer's Almanac aired at its earlier spot, and I sure do miss hearing it. There's something special about listening to Garrison Keillor report about the highlights of the day's historical events. And hearing poetry read by Garrison always provides a moment of serene and satisfying enjoyment, a peaceful interlude at the beginning of the usually hectic and frenetic day. Unfortunately, many of us begin our workday before the current 8:55 a.m. airing of the Writer's Almanac, so we miss that opportunity. I normally rise and tune in between 5 and 6 a.m., and I hear the fine programming of Morning Edition several times before my workday starts around 8 a.m. I wonder why the Writer's Almanac could not also have several airings each morning, one of which at least at a time that is more likely to be heard by the earlier crowd. There's so much to appreciate about WHQR. It is virtually my exclusive source of news and entertainment. I've been a dedicated listener since the early 90s. This small programming change is the only suggestion that I can think of, but it sure would make a big difference, I'm betting, to a lot of our morning listeners. If you agree, why not let the folks at the station know? Perhaps if there's enough support, they can figure out a way to make it happen. Anyway, thanks for airing this feedback and considering this suggestion. Keep up the good work." Michelle Zappel wrote on our Facebook page about our use of StoryCorps archives from their time in Wilmington in 2011. "Loved it," she wrote. "I wish WHQR would run every local StoryCorps that we did. We could learn a lot about our fellow Wilmington families. Rob and I did one, and we didn't decide what we were going to talk about until we got there. I totally appreciated StoryCorps coming to Wilmington." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.